Good morning. It's May 7th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. Tonight, a new chapter in American spaceflight is set to unfold as Boeing's CST-100 Starliner embarks on its first crewed mission. Piloted by retired U.S. Navy Captains Sunita Suni Williams and Barry Butch Wilmore. This mission not only tests the spacecraft's capabilities, but also celebrates the 100th launch of the Atlas V rocket, marking its debut in supporting human spaceflight. The launch, scheduled for 10:34 p.m. Eastern Time from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, boasts a 95% chance of favorable weather conditions. After multiple delays, Boeing Starliner is ready to demonstrate its readiness for regular service to the International Space Station, ISS. This mission is critical as it follows SpaceX's lead in transporting astronauts to the ISS for NASA, with SpaceX having completed 9 trips since 2020. The test flight's success is crucial for NASA, aiming to end its reliance on Russian spacecraft for crew transport and to reduce the costs of space travel. Wilmore and Williams, both experienced astronauts with prior missions to the ISS, will spend about a week aboard the space station. Their journey aboard the Atlas V rocket is not just a milestone for the Starliner, but also a significant moment for United Launch Alliance, as it supports human spaceflight for the first time. The spacecraft is expected to dock at the ISS roughly 26 hours after launch and remain there for 8 days before returning to Earth, landing in the American West. This mission represents a pivotal moment for NASA and Boeing, as it could signal the beginning of the end for America's dependence on foreign vessels for space exploration. Furthermore, Boeing's commitment to 6 Starliner missions and the exploration of adding a 5th seat for private customers highlights a broader shift towards the commercialization of space services, promising exciting possibilities for the future of space travel. In a groundbreaking study from the Sant Pau Research Institute in Barcelona, scientists have unveiled a new genetic form of Alzheimer's disease, closely linked to the APOE4 gene. This discovery sheds light on the genetic underpinnings of Alzheimer's, suggesting a significant portion of cases could be traced back to a specific genetic cause. The research reveals that individuals with 2 copies of the APOE4 gene, referred to as APOE4 homozygotes, are not only more likely to exhibit Alzheimer's biomarkers by the age of 55, but also to develop symptoms by 65, indicating a swift progression towards cognitive impairment. This positions the APOE4 gene variant not merely as a risk factor, but potentially as a distinct form of Alzheimer's disease itself. Such a distinction could revolutionize how we approach Alzheimer's in terms of diagnosis, treatment, and prevention. The implications of these findings are vast, suggesting the need for more widespread genetic testing for APOE4. This could significantly impact drug development and clinical trials, paving the way for more personalized approaches to treatment and prevention specifically tailored for APOE4 carriers. However, it's crucial to approach these results with a degree of caution. Experts remind us that not every APOE4 homozygote will develop Alzheimer's, and that effective treatment and prevention strategies should still aim for broad applicability. Funded by various organizations, the study's credibility is reinforced by the transparency of the researchers in disclosing potential conflicts of interest. This research underscores the importance of targeted prevention strategies and treatments for individuals genetically predisposed to Alzheimer's, marking a pivotal step forward in our battle against this debilitating disease. In an exciting leap towards the future of commercial space exploration, SpaceX has just pulled back the curtain on a groundbreaking spacesuit designed specifically for spacewalks. This innovation comes as part of the preparations for the highly anticipated Polaris Dawn mission, which promises to mark a series of firsts in the realm of space travel. The newly unveiled extravehicular activity, EVA, spacesuit is not just any suit. It's a sophisticated evolution of the intravehicular activity, IVA, suit previously used by astronauts. This upgraded version boasts enhanced mobility, allowing astronauts to move more freely in the vacuum of space. A notable feature is its 3D printed helmet, equipped with a heads-up display and an integrated camera, alongside critical improvements like added seals and pressure valves to ensure safety during spacewalks. Scheduled for launch in the summer of 2024, the Polaris Dawn mission is set to make history as the first commercial mission to conduct an astronaut spacewalk. Over the course of up to 5 days orbiting Earth, the crew will delve into research focused on the effects of spaceflight and space radiation on human health. Additionally, they'll test a pioneering laser-based communication system designed to enhance the capabilities of SpaceX's Starlink satellites. However, the journey to this point has not been without its hurdles. The mission's timeline has seen delays, primarily due to the intricate process of redesigning the EVA spacesuits to meet the unique demands of extravehicular activities. Despite these challenges, the mission's broader objectives remain unwavering. Not only does it aim to advance our understanding of space and its impact on human physiology, but it also seeks to support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital through fundraising efforts. The Polaris Dawn mission stands as a bold statement in the ongoing narrative of human space exploration. By pushing the boundaries of what's possible beyond Earth's orbit, it lays the groundwork for future endeavors that could take us to new frontiers in the cosmos. As the battle against COVID-19 continues, a new challenge emerges with the Flirt family of variants, including the dominant KP.2 variant, now accounting for almost a quarter of infections in the United States. This development signals a shift in the pandemic's landscape, with two new Flirt variants surfacing that possess the potential to sidestep immunity gained from vaccines or previous infections. These variants are raising concerns about a potential surge in cases as we head into the summer months. Early observations suggest that the Flirt variants may be more contagious than their predecessors, capable of infecting even those who have been vaccinated or previously infected. While there is some evidence pointing to an increase in hospitalizations, the risk of death does not appear to have escalated. Symptoms remain consistent with earlier strains of the virus, including sore throat, cough, and fatigue, making it crucial for individuals to remain vigilant in recognizing signs of infection. In response to these developments, the World Health Organization has reclassified Flirt as a variant of interest, emphasizing the need for close monitoring and continued vaccination efforts. Dr. Sushila Kataria, a senior medical professional, echoes the importance of enhanced testing, targeted vaccinations, and strict adherence to preventive measures to help curb the spread of these variants. To mitigate the risk of transmission, public health officials are advising the public to practice social distancing, maintain hand hygiene, wear masks in crowded spaces, and stay up to date with vaccinations. For those exhibiting symptoms of COVID-19, isolation and adherence to the CDC's updated isolation guidelines are recommended. This ongoing evolution of the virus underscores the critical importance of vigilance, research, and collective action in managing the pandemic. In a groundbreaking development, the U.S. Department of Energy's Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory has shattered previous records by sustaining a fusion plasma at a staggering 90 million degrees Fahrenheit for an impressive 6 minutes. This achievement not only pushes the boundaries of nuclear fusion research, but also lights the path toward the long-sought dream of unlimited clean energy. The experiment conducted at the Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory represents a significant leap forward in the quest to maintain super-hot plasma for extended periods. This is a crucial component in the development of nuclear fusion, a process that promises a nearly inexhaustible source of energy if harnessed effectively. The team's success in using tungsten as a wall material in the fusion reactor marks a key innovation. Tungsten's ability to withstand extreme temperatures without absorbing tritium, the fusion fuel, is pivotal for the reactor's operation and longevity. However, the journey doesn't stop here. Scientists are now delving deeper into the behavior and interaction of tungsten with the plasma. Understanding these dynamics is vital for refining the fusion system and moving closer to a commercially viable fusion energy solution. The forthcoming publication of their findings in a peer-reviewed journal will provide scientific validation to their groundbreaking work. This milestone is more than just a technical feat. It represents a critical step forward in the quest to harness fusion energy for commercial use. While the realization of commercial fusion energy remains decades away, the progress at the Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory and similar facilities worldwide brings us closer to achieving a sustainable and clean energy future for all of humanity. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.